AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely, Ed Donahue explains.
The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made. Title 42 turns away most people who request asylum at the border on grounds of preventing spread of the coronavirus. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy, saying it goes against American and international obligations to people who want to come to the U.S. to escape persecution. The justices said the current border crisis is not a COVID crisis. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is advancing preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts and will continue expanding legal pathways for immigration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
State and military police are being deployed in western New York. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz.
To manage traffic control, because it has become so evident that too many people are ignoring the ban.
The storm is blamed for more than 30 deaths in the region, 24 more in other parts of the country. Meantime, a potent new storm hitting the West Coast. Russia's foreign minister has issued a new warning. Karen Chamas has it.
Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, he said, the Russian army will solve the issue. He also insisted Ukraine and the West were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Lavrov reiterated that the West was feeding the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it was up to Kiev and Washington how long the conflict will last. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden has signed into law a bill requiring the Federal Bureau of Prisons to overhaul outdated security systems and fix broken surveillance cameras in its 122 facilities. Biden's also taking some downtime off to the Virgin Islands for the new year. This is AP News. There's still time. More than $500 million up for the taking in tonight's Mega Millions lottery. But our Julie Walker reports that jackpot wouldn't even rank in the top 10 all time.
The current Mega Millions jackpot has been building since October 14th, but it pales in comparison to the record just over $2 billion Powerball jackpot that was won in November. The 10 biggest lottery jackpots ever are all bigger than $687 million, with all of those coming since 2016. Still, good luck out there. I'm Julie Walker.
Drawing tonight at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. And after a long holiday weekend, stocks closed mostly lower on Wall Street. Tech companies, automakers, and airlines led the declines. The S&P down more than 15 points, or 0.4%. The NASDAQ 144, or 1.4%. But the Dow saw a small gain, 0.1%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.